It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Hey, welcome to Money for Lunch. You know what? It's good to have you here. Let's see, just getting the week started. And, you know, I was thinking about something this weekend, and that is success in life, in business, in health, and relationships is very much like learning how to ride a bike, right? For whatever reason, I think I was waxing nostalgically about my kids. My wife and I have five kids, and one of the things that I enjoy is helping my kids learn how to ride a bike. Now, to give you an idea, I think we have a set of twins. They're the last kids at home, and so our youngest, our babies, are 15, and then my oldest kid is almost 30, so it's been a while since I've had the pleasure of teaching somebody how to ride a bike. But when you think about it, when you look at the mechanics of riding a bike, when you look at everything that you must go through to learn how to ride a bike, the analogy is worth examining. For one thing, one of the reasons that you learn how to ride a bike or even desire to ride a bike is because your peers, right? They're riding a bike and you want to be cool like them, and you want to achieve some of those successes, some of those goals. And so you want to ride a bike. The other thing is you also are encouraged by them, right? They want you to come along on the journey, and so it's just this connection, right? So that's one of the analogies or one of the steps to success, right? You see somebody achieve something, you go, I'd like to do that too. And here's what's interesting. If you surround yourself with people who want you to succeed, how they have succeeded, it makes it easier. So there's success step number one. You got to get around people who honestly and sincerely want you to achieve success like they achieve success, right? Now, number two is you have you get a coach or a mentor. In this case, I coached my kids on how to ride a bike. And in some cases, my siblings would work with their siblings to learn how to ride a bike, right? So it's just, again, you need a coach and you need to have somebody teach you who's done it, right? Makes sense? Success secret number two, right? And we're having some technical difficulties. That's why you kind of, you know, you might hear a little distraction in my voice, and I apologize, but we have a little bitty bit of, some technical difficulties, and my engineers and I are trying to work through it. Thirdly, you also have to practice on your own, and one of the ways that you practice on your own is you have training wheels put on the bike, right? And again, how do we apply that to business or to a relationship or to learning how to cook or fitness? Well, you have courses, you have books, you have audios, and then you have to do it. You have to go out in the, You have to get in the kitchen and burn a few things. You have to go to the gym. You have to, do whatever it is you're going to do in business and start messing around with it. Now, interestingly enough, another part of riding a bike that applies to life in general is that is you're going to fail. Matter of fact, if you want to learn how to ride a bike faster, quicker, better, you fail faster, quicker, better, right? You get in there and you tear up your knees and your elbows. I mean, here's what's interesting. Very much like learning how to walk and learning how to ride a bike, failing, falling, skinning your knees, your elbows, scraping your hands, we all know that's just part of the deal. And we instinctively know that, but also our peer group comes back in to let us know that's okay. They'll let you know that I fell down too. They'll help you deal with the, the failures, with the setbacks, right? In some cases, it requires a kiss on the boo-boo, which your peer group will help you with that, and maybe even a Band-Aid. So everything that we learn when we learn how to ride a bike is applicable to success in life. Just my thoughts on that, right? And it's a mindset thing. If we can get into the mindset of the mindset that we had when we were learning how to ride a bike, life would be that much easier. You know, it's one of those amazing things that the reason that most of us learn how to ride a bike is because we simply never gave up on riding a bike. Same reason that we, that some of us can get on a bike today and within a few minutes, we're transformed back in time to that time when you took, when riding a bike was the only form of transportation that we had. So it's a mindset thing. And speaking of mindset, let's get this party started with my first guest, Regan Hillier. She's a serial entrepreneur, is a serial entrepreneur, mindset coach, global speaker, philanthropist, and author. She is the founder of Regan Hillier International, a company dedicated to providing personal development and business training to men and women who have a big message that they want to share with the world. Regan Hillier, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to have you on the show. And specifically, I was talking about mindset, and here you are. You work specifically with mindset, and I think that the mindset is such an imperative, factor, whether you're building a business or building a house or building a relationship or putting together trying to build a healthy body. Mindset is a breaker make element, don't you think?
Oh, look, it absolutely is. And I think so many people have it backwards, right? Where they're focused so much on doing the do every single day. And there's a lot of people out there that'll just tell you to take massive action. And then people turn around and say, why isn't it working? But they haven't really learned how to rewire themselves internally to succeed, which is so important.
Yes. And it's something that can be taught. It is taught. I mean, some people are lucky enough to have somebody like a coach like yourself who can teach them, here's what you need to do, and kind of help them through the rough spots. And then some of us have, like I was mentioning earlier, we have a peer group or some other type of mentor. But mindset is something that can be learned. It just takes time.
Absolutely. And look, it really just starts with a decision to actually go to work on it. I think so many people are firstly unaware that they need to actually work on their mindset. But once you make that decision, there's a lot of options out there. Like you said, you can get a one-on-one coach to help and support you. You can throw yourself into the right environments at events. There's a lot of mindset, online programs and services that you can access, a lot of mindset books. Like there's a wealth of knowledge out there if you're ready to do the work.
Yes. And I liked what you said there, if you're ready to do the work, because really, whether you want to become successful overnight or if you want to take 10 years to do it, no matter what, you got to roll up your sleeves and get to work. It takes work.
You absolutely do. You know, I'm yet to meet a successful person that says, oh, you know, I just kind of woke up like this and, you know, just woke up to the successful life, didn't really do much actually, just watched TV and it all just showed up. You know, I'm yet to find that person. You know, everyone says, I went to work on it. I committed. I invested in myself. I tried things. It didn't work, but I kept going. I stayed focused. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a hard, horrible journey. I mean, you can enjoy doing the work at the same time, but you definitely need to do the work.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? And I'm glad you brought that up, because we have heard many famous people say, you know, you follow your bliss and the money will come. And I think that it took me a while to get this. What they don't tell you, or what they should say, is follow your bliss, because you know, it's going to take time and you might as well love what you're doing. That's why you follow your bliss. And eventually, the money will come. Now, for some of us, the money comes down the road 3, 5, maybe 10 years down the road. You know, there is another saying about the average overnight success takes about 15 years.
That's exactly right. And I love that you brought that up in terms of follow your bliss, because, I mean, I'm all for that. I'm all for living into a life of purpose, a life of fun, a life where you're really enjoying your day every single day, because what's the point otherwise if you're not happy, right? But at the same time, you know, you do need to show up and there are challenges and you do need to stay focused. But if you're living into a purpose and a passion, and if you're living into a life that you really adore and love, then doing the work is actually so much easier.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the whole point, is that if you're doing something that you love, then you don't mind, because you're doing something that you love.
Right.
And you know, and here's the thing that people need to really understand, that no matter what, you're going to spend time on earth doing something, so it might as well be something you love. And in some cases, because the money doesn't show up instantaneously, you have to figure out how to make that happen. And sometimes that requires taking on a part-time job, or maybe even a full-time job, depending on your needs. Or sometimes it means you scale back your lifestyle. I know many entrepreneurs who gave up having a big house because they wanted to keep their expenses as low as possible while they started their second career doing what they really wanted to do.
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, that is a mindset shift as well, really making a decision to, you know, sacrifice some things potentially in the short term so that you can have the long-term results. And I think it's such a big thing. And once again, you know, that you won't find someone successful that hasn't given things up in order to get where they need to go. Now, they might give things up around lifestyle. They might give things up in terms of friends and some of the people that they're hanging around. They might, you know, have given things up in terms of things that just weren't fully in alignment with their purpose. You know, if you keep doing the same thing, then you're going to get the same results. So you need to start doing something different if you actually want to change your life.
Yes, absolutely correct. I like that. Let's talk about this other area that you help people with, which is called alignment. Talk about, what does alignment mean and why is it important?
Absolutely. Look, I think alignment is a word that is being thrown around a little bit these days. And I think a lot of people are maybe a little bit confused as to what it means, but it's really very simple. Okay. You know, it's really when the stuff on the outside externally in your life is showing up, when it doesn't feel good with what is inside of you, when it feels weird, when it feels funny, that means you're out of alignment, right? So on the flip side of that, when you're in alignment, everything just tends to flow. You tend to be happier. You tend to just really be more motivated with what you're doing. It's like we said before, it's easier to do the work if you're in alignment and if you're actually tapping into your purpose and your joy. And so, you know, I think it's a big thing. And people often say, well, Regan, how do I get in alignment? Like, what does that look like? And the challenge is, so many people don't know what they're aligning to. So how are you meant to know if you're in alignment if you don't know what you're aligning to, right? So I always say, well, what is it that you actually want to create with your life? Like, what is your big vision? Where do you see yourself in 5, 10, 20 years? And then it becomes very simple. Opportunities show up and you simply say, well, is this in alignment with that vision? Is this going to propel me forward? Is this going to get me closer? the answer is no, it's not in alignment. If the answer is yes, even if you're scared by it or even if it's going to take some hard work, then it is a decision that you're making that is in alignment.
Yes. And, you know, what I have found in my life is when I have that alignment, obstacles seem to be easier to overcome, right? People, like you said, people come into your life all of a sudden to help you out. And you're just like in that groove, right? You're, you know, and everything seems to be easier and it's more fun because you're in alignment and you know where you're going and you know what you're doing. And it's just a lot of fun. It's just, that's the only way I can explain it. Obstacles seem to kind of melt away. You're not going to have obstacles, but they're just not as bothersome as opposed to when you are out of alignment, you're hitting brick wall after brick wall. Nothing seems to work. You're talking about feeling weird or awkward or kind of stuck and your energy seems to be stifled. But when you're in alignment, it's like, man, this is so much fun. Like, you know, it's like when you're in alignment, I guess, you know, you're in the zone is what I call it. And it's, everything is easier. Everything you do works.
Absolutely right. And you definitely, you know, you have this feeling of ease that comes with it. Even if you're working hard, even if it's 3 a.m. and you're still figuring stuff out around your business, it's actually, it kind of makes it all okay because it comes back to really tapping into purpose and joy and everything good like that, which is accelerating you forward into a vision that you actually desired to create. Now, this is why a lot of people in jobs say, well, I don't really like my job. I just do it for the money, because their job isn't in alignment with the truth of their vision that they actually desire for their life. And that's why you'll find a lot of entrepreneurs say, you know, I love my life. I love my business. Even if they're just starting out or they haven't made much money yet. Why? You know, they feel good about it because it is in alignment and they're actually working at creating a vision that is true to them.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that. You know, we've all seen people, starving artists, people who are living in their cars or living on a couch, or and their life seemed to be on the outside miserable because their existence was so poor, for lack of better terms, right? It seemed so miserable, but yet they knew what they were doing. They were having fun and they didn't mind going without for a short term while they were building their future.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, again, I'm yet to find a successful person that hasn't hit some sort of low point, that hasn't had some sort of, you know, big level of sacrifice in order to get where they want to be. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do that in order to succeed, but 99.9% of people have gone through something like that.
Yeah, and I would even say that you do have to. It is part of the price you pay for that reward that you want. You have to hit it. You know, like you, I've never met anybody who didn't hit those low points. It's just part of it. You know, there are so many people out there, so many profiles that you can read about, and you will find that some of these people all had to deal with that horrible situation where maybe, you know, they were rejected. They were told they didn't have any talent. They were told they were, you know, whatever. Nothing seemed to be working, but yet they had this drive, this alignment that kept pushing them forward, and they could not stop even if they wanted to.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, you're so right in that. There's just, every single successful person really has been through something like that. And I always say to people, you know, if you're going through something like that now, like maybe it is really tough financially, or maybe you're going through a really extreme relationship breakup or whatever it is for you, just know that even though these might feel like the toughest moments right now, sometimes these are the most powerful moments, and these are the moments that shape you and your story. And these are the moments where you'll look back and think, wow, you know, I learned so much. in that moment. And that's really defined me and elevated me and shifted me to where I am today. And I always let people know as well, you know what, there's actually money in this story right now. Like whether or not you can see that or feel that, trust me, you will look back on that. And there's something that you would have learned through having that experience, which can help other people, which can help them either get out of it or eliminate it entirely. So there's so much power in those moments.
Absolutely. Listening to you, I was reminded of, I can't remember her name now. She's famous for Harry Potter, writing the Harry Potter series. And she's got a great story of, thank you, J.K. Rowling. And so here she is, single mom, on welfare, as she called it, on the dollars. Or whatever, and she's writing this book. She can't stop, and she's spending hours every day longhand writing this thing out. She didn't have a computer, and she was unstoppable, but she was within her alignment. She knew that this is what she needed to do, and she had no vision of becoming a billionaire over it. She had no vision of Harry Potter, becoming this international sensation and having movies. She just knew that she had to get this story out, that this was something, this message was bigger than she was. And excuse me. And so that's just to me another extreme example of somebody who is following their bliss, regardless of their current circumstances. She was in the zone and she was unstoppable.
Absolutely. And look, this really comes back to manifestation and understanding how manifestation works on a deep level, because there's so many people that try and control the process of how everything is going to happen. You know, they've got a big plan. They're like, well, in the next 5 years, I'm going to make millions of dollars and it's going to happen this way. And I'm going to do this to get there. Right now, I'm not saying that plans don't work, but at the same time, yes, you need to be intentional, like we talked about, around your vision and what you deeply desire at your core. But at the same time, you've got to realize that the world is trying to give it all to you right now. The world is looking to elevate you, but your job is to open up and actually receive it and take massive action around it, but be okay in trusting the process along the way. You know, if you think about someone amazing in your life right now, maybe it's a beautiful partner or a really close friend or a business partner, someone where you're really close with them. I want you to think about how you met that person. You know, you didn't sit down and go, okay, cool, I want to manifest this great partner or this business partner. And so I will go to this event and I will introduce myself to this random person that I have not met. Then they're going to introduce me to their brother and their brother is going to tell me to go to an event and then I'm going to meet that person. You just don't know, right? Who are you to control that process? So you need to be intentional with locking it in, but at the same time, choose alignment, live into your bliss, take massive action, but be okay with what the world's throwing at you, trusting that it's all for a higher purpose.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Regan, we're out of time. I'd love to bring you back and talk more about everything that we talked about. And next time we'll bring you back, we'll talk about personal branding. We didn't get a chance to talk about that, which is so important. And find out a little bit more about your story as well. It's been so much fun having you on the show today. Looking forward to having you back again.
Absolutely, Bert. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good stuff there from Regan Hilliard. I love the fact that Regan has an accent because it goes, fabulously with the name. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Cooler, Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Then let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we are back. My next guest, Jamie Gottlieb. Jamie Gottlieb works with a company called Rhodey. And, Rhodey launched sometime last year, and I had their CEO here on the show, and it's kind of a unique thing. Roadie is an app-based community that puts unused capacity in passengers' vehicles to work by connecting people with stuff to send with drivers heading in the right direction. Roadie's model enables efficient, low-cost delivery for senders and rewards drivers for trips they were taking anyway. So bottom line is, this is what it is. If you're going from, let's say, sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, and you're going to be going to, let's say, Tucson, Arizona, you could, because you're a member of the Roadie app community, you could figure out if somebody needs a package delivered or maybe even picked up and brought back to Scottsdale. But ideally, you're going to deliver a package from Scottsdale, drop it off in Tucson, and maybe, like I said, ideally, you pick up another one in Tucson and you drop it off in Scottsdale. You're going to take that trip anyway. Now you get to make some money along the way, offset the cost of gas, and do some good stuff. Jamie Gottlieb, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thanks for having me, Bert. I mean, you couldn't have explained it better than I could. So, we're really excited to be on here and tell you more about what we've been up to and, you know, in particular, our partnership with Goodwill.
So, yeah, let's dive into that. You know, talk about what it is that you guys are doing with Goodwill, because this has got me excited, and we're glad to get you back on the show to talk about this because I thought it was so important. So let's talk about this.
Yeah, for sure. So we partnered with Goodwill nationally to offer free local pickup and delivery on all your donations, anything from clothes to couches, big or small. Whether you have to, you know, clean out your closet or your New Year's resolution is to, you know, get rid of the items that you no longer need, Roadie will pick it up and deliver it for you for free. So not only are you kind of getting rid of those items, but you're also giving back to your community at the same time.
Yeah, I totally love this. And this to me is a fantastic, a fantastic merging of these of Roadie and Goodwill. Because there's a lot of people out there who, myself included, I have a pile sitting here saying, this is going to go to Goodwill, this is going to go to Goodwill. And before you know it, that pile is now, you know, four or five boxes of stuff, and it still hasn't made it to Goodwill.
Exactly. I mean, there are so many people. I can say the same for myself, looking at my apartment, how many things I really, you know, don't use anymore, and I just simply do not have the time to organize it and take it to Goodwill and go through that whole process. But, you know, with Roadie, we made it super easy for you. All you have to do is go to roadie.com, or you can download our app and post a gig, which is what we call a delivery, type in a code that is Goodwill, all caps, and that will cover all the costs. And once you post a gig, you'll start getting offers from drivers already heading that way in your area, whether they're driving to work, driving to school, you know, passing through the area on a road trip. You'll start getting those offers, and then you can personally select who you want to pick up and deliver for you. And then, of course, a Goodwill receipt for your donations within, you know, 60 days after delivery.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. So, So just to recap what you're saying, all of us who have a pile of stuff that we want to donate, we want to take it to Goodwill, we can go to roadie.com. Is that right?
That is correct. Roadie.com. And you'll see it on our homepage, all the information you need to know and where to post the delivery. Or you could also, if you like your phone better, you can download it on your iOS or Android device. You just type in Roadie in one of the app stores, and it'll download for free, and it's super easy to get set up.
Yeah, and there's no cost to you, the donor. You get to donate the stuff. You get it picked up for free, and they'll even send you a receipt via mail or whatever and in 60 days. So really, you can't ask for anything easier than that. Goodwill wins, the drivers win, and the people who can use that stuff better than you win. So it's a win, 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 win all the way around.
It's a win, 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 win. I mean, there's no limit to the amount of wins that are going on here. And even if you're a driver, you know, you're going to still get paid for, you know, helping out your neighbor and picking up and delivering those donations to Goodwill. And, you know, local deliveries like these Goodwill donations can pay you anywhere from $8 to, you know, $50. You know, for example, we had, you know, someone in Indianapolis just post a gig the other day. They had, you know, piles and piles of baby clothes. Their kids had grown up and they've had these baby clothes for years. And so they utilized this service and posted a gig. Within an hour, they had a driver come pick it up and deliver it to their local Goodwill. And, you know, it's not just clothes. It's like couches and things like that as well. We had someone in Atlanta. His name was Justin. He had a bunch of furniture that he no longer needed, bought new furniture, needed to get rid of the old furniture. And rather than trying to sell it, he thought, you know, Goodwill would be a great place for him to send it for free. So he, you know, like the person in Indianapolis and like thousands of people across the country, used Roadie to get it there from door to door same day. So, it, you know, whether it's clothes, couches, furniture, desk, whatever you need, big or small, delivered to Goodwill, we can handle. And it's not just with Goodwill, but, you know, any situation where you need to get something from A to B.
Right. And so let's talk about this from a marketing standpoint of view. This is what makes this merger, this alliance, if you will, such a smart idea, because you're going to expose Roadie to the people who love Goodwill, which is millions of people. And so you have branded yourself with an icon, Goodwill. And so now they're going to use Roadie to deliver, to do some good by delivering stuff, donating stuff to Goodwill. And at the same time, hopefully, they're going to think of Roadie when they need something delivered or picked up. This, to me, is such a smart marketing move.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, obviously, we're super excited to partner with such an iconic brand like Goodwill. But to be honest with you, Bert, it really aligns to who we are as a company as well. I mean, people helping people is at the core of what we do. And to be honest, there's no greater use of our community. You know, take, for example, the floods in Baton Rouge over this past summer. We knew we wanted to do something, and people were having a hard time getting clothes in and out, water, food in and out of those areas. So we offered free pickup and delivery to Baton Rouge as well, and we ended up helping people move over 52,000 pounds of items down to Baton Rouge to help these families. And that just speaks to who we are as well. And, you know, working with Goodwill, you know, helps our mission of people helping people, and overall just the idea of being neighborly and helping out your fellow man. And we are so excited to partner with them.
Yes. Yes. No, I think it's great. I love this idea. And I love the fact that, like, as you said, this is really about helping other people. And, you know, we know that when you help enough people achieve their dreams, you automatically help, you help yourself achieve your dream. And I love this idea that Roadie is built on this idea of helping. And that's what started Roadie down this road. Roadie down this road of delivering packages very inexpensively. It was a smart idea. And so I'm excited about this. I hope that you guys continue this way, and that the partnering with Goodwill is a major success story. And we'd love to bring you back and have you give us an update here in a few months.
Yeah, we'd absolutely love that. And, you know, thank you for, you know, sharing our partnership with your listeners and hearing more about Roadie. You know, we really appreciate, you know, getting the word out there and helping people help others and get things from A to B. So thank you so much, Bert.
You bet. You bet. Jamie, again, thank you so much for stopping by. Guys, go to roadie.com, or you can download the app Roadie, spelled Road, I-E, it's R-O-A-D-I-E. Or you can go to the .com. You can, we call it, go to the app store. Doesn't matter what platform, and download it from there and start delivering stuff to Goodwill and start delivering stuff to wherever you need it done for a deep discount Jamie Gottlieb, we'll have you back here again. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you, Bert.
You bet. Good stuff there from Rhody.com. Rhody.com partnering up with Goodwill to help you make those donations that much easier. So now when you want to donate the couch or what goes with couch? The couch, the cot, or the, I don't know. Anyway, I thought I was going with something worth there, something very, you know, limerick-like. But anyway, whether you want to donate the clothes or the couch, go to Rhody.com, download the app, set up the pickup, and they'll even take care of sending you a receipt. So check that out. We appreciate everybody's support. We appreciate the good work that Goodwill and Rhody are doing together. And it just goes to show you, you can build a business on just helping people and delivering good value. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.